bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lindsay Williams, who, back in about 1980 or 1981, wrote a fascinating book, The Energy Non-Crisis. And, of course, we've had Lindsay on intermittently since then. He's been talking about the time when oil would get to $120 a barrel, $150 a barrel. Sounded pretty outlandish some years ago, but doesn't sound that outlandish today. In fact, if we were to have any sort of an additional crisis in the Middle East, the price of oil would soar to far beyond $150 a barrel. Do you realize that in England and Great Britain today, it's almost $10 a gallon for gasoline, and in most of the countries of Europe, about $8 a gallon for gasoline, $7 or $8? You're not hearing that here in the United States because there's an organized effort to isolate various people in the world. We have been very, very fortunate to have his prices as low as they have been for many years, and they could be a lot lower, of course, if we were just developing our normal oil resources. But, of course, the environmental movement was created by the great oil companies to discourage and destroy competition. And, boy, have they done a good job. And then, of course, the current administration is doing everything they can to drive up the price of oil by actually taking and buying oil at very high prices at the present time and putting it in our reserves. We've got billions of barrels there. We use something like 18 million barrels a day. They've got billions of barrels there stored away. Why are we buying that? Why aren't we releasing it and putting more oil in the market and driving the price down? And the truth of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, they don't want to get the price down. They want to get it up. It's great for the oil companies, but even more than that, it's causing you to change your habits. And you're not going to be driving as much. Maybe you're going to start using mass transit. Maybe you're going to get on your bicycle. But that's what they really want. They really want to get you out of your car. And when you understand that, you can understand so much of what's going on. It's not all about profit. It's about control. And with that as a background, Lindsay, thanks very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, thank you so much for letting me be with you today. And the thing that you're talking about right now, I need to stress so much to the listening audience, this is not a conspiracy. This is an agenda. Now, a conspiracy is something that somebody just thinks up, hatches up the idea. This is planned in advance, everything that's happening. And I honestly think that we're going to see a large drop in the price of crude oil just before the election. Now, we're coming along towards the summertime, and then they're going to choose candidates. I think we'll see a big drop in crude oil just before the election. We may see it go to $150 a barrel before it drops back to $50 or $60. But I think there's some hope down the line for those truckers and a few others, especially during about that 6 months time, just before and a little bit after the election.
Well, I certainly hope that you're right, because I know our truckers are having a real bad time. The farmers are having a bad time. And people don't understand that when the price of petroleum products goes up, so does the price of fertilizer, so does the price of the diesel that they use run their tractors and their trucks. So the farmers are in a real bind as well, isn't he, as a result of the skyrocketing oil prices?
Well, you're exactly right. In fact, a group of farmers called me from down in southeast Colorado the other day, and I said, oh, it must be wonderful for you farmers. Your corn prices have gone up, your wheat prices have gone up, soybeans have gone up. I said, you must be doing wonderful now. They said, no, quite to the contrary, Pastor Williams. They said the price of fertilizer has gone up fourfold in the past 12 months. They said the price of diesel fuel has gone up now to $4.50 a gallon. And they said the price of the equipment that we use to produce the crop, they said that no way this spring that we can plant our crops and make a profit in the fall.
Hold that thought, we'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Lindsay Williams. We were talking about the plight of the farmers, and Lindsay, is this just in Colorado? They're not going to be planting their crops, or all across the nation? Or do you think maybe they'll change their mind and go ahead and plant the wheat and the other crops?
Well, they're planting their crops, but they say that there's no way in the world that they can afford to make any profit whatsoever. That means that if this trend continues, that the food supply in America is going to be drastically affected. Now, it will be. It's just a matter of how many years or how long down the line it's going to take for this to happen. As one farmer said to me the other day, within a year and a half, you're going to see it show up on the grocery store shelves. So I don't think there's any question but that the food supply is in jeopardy. because of the price of crude oil, because of the price of fertilizer, which has a crude oil base, because of the chemicals that are used on the crops, which likewise is a crude oil base. Every bit of it goes back to the price of what crude oil is costing.
Well, I think most people really don't understand the implications of petrochemicals and really how pervasive they are in so many of the things that we use in our society today. So as the price of oil goes up, so do the price of so many other things, whether it be some of the paints, some of the medicines, the plastics, they're all petroleum-based. And this is going to have a profound impact on our economy. And Sydney, do you think eventually the price is going to go down sometime in the future?
Well, first of all, let me address what you spoke of first a moment ago. Crude oil was chosen as a method of controlling the world. There's only one thing that will touch the life of every human being, whether they be a person living in a third world country in a cardboard shack, or whether you're living in America driving a fancy automobile, living in a multi-million dollar house. There's one thing that affects every aspect of those people's lives and affects both of them alike, and that is the price of crude oil. Now, they have certain people that they want to be elected as of this next election, and it is my prediction that within a month or two of the election, they will take the price of crude oil down drastically, not just a little bit, but I think it's going to come down drastically. I think you could see gasoline prices come down to $2.50, maybe $3 along that period of time for maybe a 3 or 4 month period, and then you'll see them climb back up gradually after the election because there is a certain person that they want in office.
And you're thinking, of course, John McCain?
Yes, John McCain is definitely that choice, and it stands to reason that they'll do whatever's necessary in order to get him there. Now, he's running on the Republican ticket. Therefore, as disgraced as the Republicans have been this year, they're going to have to do something to overcome the Democrats. The best way to do it is to make Mr. Bush look like the savior of America.
Well, I think it's going to be very interesting. My fear, of course, is that they're going to try to get us into a war with Iran before the war so that people will tend to, well, feel very uneasy. And certainly if you had a choice between Hillary Clinton in the White House and John McCain in the White House, who would you take? Or even Barack Obama and McCain, you'd probably take McCain because he's a military man. And if they do create this war with Iran and Syria before this November elections, it'll be done intentionally and purposely to get John McCain in the White House. Well, let's talk a little bit about the background of the price of oil. And of course, it's your contention that there really is no shortage of oil, that there is plenty of oil, and that efforts to develop it have simply been blocked. Would that be an accurate appraisal?
There is positively no shortage of oil. In fact, it was stated so very well by the governor of the state of Alaska, and if anyone should know, he should. That's where America's big announced, willing to admit to oil field. He was on Bill Maher TV show entitled Real Time, and he said, quote, there is potentially enough crude oil on the north slope of Alaska to last the United States of America for over 200 years. Now, that's only a small field compared to the other fields that they know, both in Utah, there's another one in Colorado. There are some major oil finds in other parts of the world, and all they have to do is just merely release those oil finds just prior to the election, flood the world with oil, and there will be no choice but for the oil to be brought down in price. But, of course, keep in mind that the price is controlled by the people who sit behind the computers in New York and London every day and tell the world what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil. So it would stand to reason, create a crisis, and then create a solution. And then, of course, the solution would be John McCain. And then, of course, on and on and they go with the same old scenario over and over again that you have talked about on your program for so many years.
Well, I think that it's only a matter of time before the American people, at least I hope it's only a matter of time before the American people find out that they've been scammed with this. But You know, with the control of the media such as it is today, why, of course, it's very difficult for them to get the truth. Why don't you go ahead and tell our audience this story of Gull Island? Because, of course, you lived this story when you were actually working there as a chaplain on the oil pipeline in the mid-1970s. But even if they've heard it before, I think they ought to hear it again. Go ahead.
Well, I went to Alaska as a missionary back during the years of the building of the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. And just after arriving in Alaska, they said they were going to build that big full-foot diameter, largest pipe on the face of the earth forever carrying of crude oil up to that point. And so I went to Alaska Pipeline Service Company, and I said, you understand you're going to have 25,000 pipeliners to converge on the state of Alaska. They must need some spiritual guidance. That, of course, was the understatement of the year. The roughest, toughest, cussingest, drinkingest, honoringest folks on the face of the earth. So they finally said, okay, we'll allow you on the pipeline. We'll give you the northern seven camps. Just go up there and do what you can. I did. And, of course, they allowed me wherever I wanted to go, do whatever I wanted to do. And as a result, I saw some things and heard some things that literally changed my life. I oftentimes remark, I would have difficulty believing my own story if I had not lived it. But if someone had asked me back before I went to Alaska, of course, keep in mind I'd been brought up in a wonderful Christian home. I'd pastored a church for 12 years prior to going to Alaska. And all I was accustomed to was honest people. And if someone had asked me, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world, my response would have been, who are you, a John Bircher? And I would have laughed at them. If someone had asked me after my experience, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who tell the president what to do, dictate to Congress what bills to pass, and tell the Arabs on any given day what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil and control the currencies of the world, I would have said, not only do I believe it, I sat and listened to them talk about it. So basically my background comes from, by the providence of God, a little insignificant, unknown missionary out in the bush of Alaska, flying airplanes, all of a sudden being put into a position that I never asked for, never looked for, and gave me an opportunity to see and hear what I did. So I think I can honestly say to your listening audience that there positively is not a conspiracy. There is an agenda, and everything is done by a design plan, whatever happens in politics, whatever happens with the dollar. Every bit of it is according to something that was determined many months, many years in advance. It never happens by chance, Dr. Sand.
I'm sure it doesn't, and I'm sure there really are these people who sit around in rooms and plan our future for us. They're the elite, and we're the common people, and, of course, they tend, of course, to utilize what's going on to further what they want. And, of course, part of it is money and part of it's power. But there is this other agenda of really wanting to get people out of their cars, and there are too many people in the world. And of course, but they can utilize their money and their power and their control of oil to drastically influence, of course, every aspect of human life. And if they want, of course, to alter our form of living to lower our living standards, all they have to do is, of course, destroy the value of our currency, run the price of oil up, run the price of electricity up, run up the price of food and necessities. And, of course, what happens is our living standards go down. I really think that's one of the things down the line they're going to be doing. But right now, of course, what we can see is their hand in artificially raising the price of oil, and they say, oh, it's those Saudis, they're the ones. And the Saudis say, look, it's not us, it's the oil companies, and everybody shrugs, and they can't figure out what's going on. And yet, of course, you heard them planning this a long time ago, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And if there's any one thing that I could stress to your listening audience, you know, I have the privilege from time to time of being with you on your program, but you're out there every day. And the people are hearing what you have to say day after day. And if there's any one thing that I could stress to the listening audience today, I would say, listen to what Dr. Stan is saying day after day. Don't miss anything. Hear his program every day. Don't fail to listen to what he's saying. Read his newsletter. If you don't have Dr. Stan's newsletter, it's a must. I beg of you to get it. It's well worth the price. And listen to him on your radio every day, and don't miss it, because you things are happening so quickly these days, Dr. Stan, that if a person misses one 24-hour period in knowing what's going on in this global economy, they basically have missed major events that could affect their dinner table and their life. And a person should every day keep in touch with what's happened overnight in the world. We're not just a nation sitting out here all to ourselves anymore. It is a global economy. I think Mr. Bush put it so well years ago. He literally told it as it is. He said, a new world order. He said, read my lips. Listen to what they have to say, because they're telling you. And if you want to know then what Dr. Stan thinks about it, listen to Dr. Stan, and you're going to hear him give the commentary on exactly what these people have said that you might not necessarily understand their buzzwords, because their buzzwords will tell you all of it. It's just that the average American does not know how to interpret what these people are saying. But Dr. Stan has studied it for so many years. He is so knowledgeable of what's going on and all the books he's written, the materials he's studied. And as a result, he knows how to interpret the vernacular and...
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 15, 2008, gold, $873.70 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $899.33, $443.05 for half, $221.53 for quarter. That's $899.33, $443.05 for half, $221.53 for quarter. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit... credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest is Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, of course, as we see what's going on today, and of course we see the impact of the rising prices on certainly the price of gasoline, the price of diesel for truckers, the price of diesel for farmers, the price of fuel, jet fuel for our airlines. This is having an impact, certainly, on everybody who lives in the United States today. And, of course, the same thing is really happening throughout the world. And this is having an impact, really, on our economy because, of course, it's driving up the prices of so much of driving up the price of food and driving up the price, you know, that we pay on plastics and so many other things, really, on pharmaceuticals. They're all dependent upon this. So, really, of course, are you talking to people across America? Are they concerned? Do they understand the impact, really, of the price rise of oil upon their living standards?
Well, they're very concerned. In fact, a good example is ATA Airlines, who I think 2-3 weeks ago gave their employees about a 45-minute notice that the airline was shutting down totally. Pilots, ground operators, crew, everybody. They found out only a few minutes before the airplanes were parked. ATA flew from Phoenix, Arizona to Hawaii. They had a certain price. They were a cut-rate airline. The day after ATA shut down, the price of a ticket from Phoenix, Arizona to Honolulu, Hawaii went up $300 in one day. Why? The other two to three airlines that fly out of Phoenix to there had no competition. So as a result, the price was up $300 in 24 hours' time. Now, you're seeing the same thing all over the country. The price of groceries has gone up somewhere in the neighborhood of 30%, 40%. That's conservative. Some people even saying as much as 50% in the past 12 months. The prices at the hardware store. Everything that we're doing is increasing because of the price of fuel oil, because it takes the trucker to get it to the store, it takes the farmer to raise the crop, which is diesel fuel, and everything involved goes back to the subject of, and I have said this so many times, I stress it once more, the standard currency of the world is crude oil. It is not the dollar, nor the euro, nor the ruble, nor the yen. The standard currency of the world is crude oil, and anything that's made out of it or related to it is going to inflate. We have only seen the beginning of massive inflation. People get ready for inflation such as America has probably never seen before, Dr. Stan.
I agree with you totally. Well, our telephone number out there is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you'd like to talk to Lindsay, and of course when we get back from our break, Lindsay will tell us how you can get copies of his book, his DVDs, and other items. He's on the front lines of this battle, trying to awaken the American people to the very real danger we face. People think that we're just a little recession now. Maybe it'll be a severe recession, but it's only a matter before we bounce back. And you read the articles in the paper trying to tell you everything's fine and going to get better. Ladies and gentlemen, everything is not fine. It's not going to get better. We've got a long time, you know, of financial unrest, and I really fear that with certainly the skyrocketing price of fuel and of food and people losing their jobs and losing their homes, we're going to have social unrest in this country. And we know that they've been planning on that because we know that they actually have started to build concentration camps in America and refurbish the older concentration camps that were used for the Japanese during the Second World War. Now, why would you want to refurbish the Japanese prison camps that were used, you know, back in 1943, 44, 45? And the justification is, well, we don't want people ever to forget how horrible it was to put American citizens into concentration camps. And I think that's a very noble thought, but if that's really true, then why are they building new concentration camps in America, and why did the government give Kellogg, Brown and Root, KBR, a subdivision of Halliburton, $385 million to build new concentration camps? If you don't believe that, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we'll be glad to send you an article out of the paper to verify that. And, of course, this is also covered in my talk on the planned police state. And you'll actually see the articles there that comes out of Wikipedia and elsewhere telling you exactly what I've told you. Of the concentration camps, many of them have been built. Many of them are in the planning. Why? What do they know that the average individual doesn't know? And I would like to suggest that they have planned everything that is taking place. And they know that their policies are going to lead to civilian unrest. And what do you do when the people are out demonstrating in the streets? Why, you've got to be able to round them up. And right now, one out of every 32 adults in America, one out of every 32 adults in America is in prison, probation, or parole. It's going to get a lot worse before this is over. We'll be back in just a moment. Our number 1-800-259-5791 right here at Genesis.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
This story comes from the greatest storybook, so we know it's true, though it seems so untrue, so incredible it seems science fictional. It even goes beyond a seemingly science fictional story to that category of a horror story. But as horrible as it was done. Done out of desperation by a Moabite king who was fighting a desperate battle against three opposing kings. It, of course, was long, long ago that he did it, and it did work. The raging battle was going against him greatly, and he was about to be overcome and overrun, so he did it, as horrible and difficult as it was to do. And he did it in the open, upon the wall of the city for all to see. It worked. It caused the battle to turn and his enemy to flee. This is how it is said in the greatest storybook, and I quote, "And there came great wrath against Israel, and they departed from him and returned to their own land." End quote. What did he do? We tell you the rest of that Another Untold Story at AnotherUntoldStory.com. And tell you how the same power is being used in our land today.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Lindsay Williams. Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 if you'd like to talk to Lindsay. But right now, Lindsay, why don't you tell people how they can get to your website and how they can get the products that you have?
Just call 800 if you'd like, 800-321-2900. It's toll-free. I would urge you to ask for our survival guide. It's free of charge. We will even pay the postage to get it to you. And I think at a time like this, you definitely need to consider your alternatives and what you can do about it. So the number is just simply an 800 number, toll-free. Feel free to call them as you wish, 800-321-2900.
All right, fine. And did you want to tell them anything about the items that you have for sale?
Oh, that's okay, Dr. Stan. Most of them have heard me on your program before, and I would just urge you to give them a call. They'll be glad to give you any information that you wish.
All right, fine. Well, again, our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. If you're out there and you have a question for Lindsay, because he's on the front lines of this battle, his book, The Energy Non-Crisis. I will tell you, we have an Amazon store on Amazon, and we're selling an awful lot of copies of your book up there, and we're really pleased to be able to get that out. I think it's important that people read what Lindsay has to say, and I think, of course, the story basically has been rewritten. The book was rewritten by Mr. Ken Fromm, who was the senior executive there for Atlantic Richfield, working on the pipeline, and of course, he wrote it because he was mad at Atlantic Richfield because they fired him just before his retirement. And so you can be sure that the story is accurate. I actually checked it out myself, having contacted Mr. Jim Lawler, who was one of the other senior executives at the time. And as Jim Lawler told me when we talked about the great oil field up there off the north slope of Alaska, Jim Lawler said, you know, I could never figure out why they didn't go ahead and develop that oil field. I mean, there's plenty of oil up there. It would have solved all of our problems. And here it is now 30, 35 years later, and they've never tapped into that oil field. And that's what it's really all about. The oil is there. It is not being developed. And they're keeping that information from you. Of course, we know that there's oil in Anwar, the Arctic Wildlife Reserve. And they won't let them drill up there. And if you think for 1 minute that if the oil companies really wanted to be drilling there, they wouldn't be buying and selling politicians, you're sadly mistaken. That's the way the game is played. But they really don't want abundance of oil. They want shortages of oil. They know exactly what they're doing. And then, of course, they're called before Congress, and they swear, why, we have nothing to do with this. Oh, shucks, we're making these fabulous profits. But that's not our fault. That's the fault of the Saudi Arabians. And, you know, the trouble is that nobody really takes them to task and points out what they're doing. Now, I believe in the free enterprise system. I don't believe government should regulate profits. But I believe in a competitive system, not a monopoly cartel, which is what we have between the five great oil companies of the world. So you actually sat with them at their meetings, didn't you, Lindsay?
Well, I think right now, Dr. Stan, let me bring up a subject that is really bothering them.
Thank you.
And this is Iran. Iran successfully, about two and a half months ago, established an oil bourse. Now, they call it a bourse. You and I would call it a bank. And they said, we're going to deal in other currencies for the sale and trade of crude oil. Now, this had never been done in the history of our modern-day use of crude oil. And as a result, they invited other nations to join them in their oil bourse to use the euro, the ruble, other currencies, whatever they wish to, and they said, we will not use the dollar any longer, but we're going to use other currencies. A number of nations joined them. Now, this is a direct threat against the elite of the world because it bypasses the use of the American dollar for the sale and trade of crude oil, because from the very beginning of modern-day crude oil use, the dollar is the only thing that everybody was willing to sell and trade that crude oil in. Other currencies were just not allowed. Well, for the first time about 2.5 months ago, Iran successfully established their oil bank. Venezuela, Nigeria, Bolivia, and Russia joined them and said, we'll trade in other currencies besides the American dollar. Many of the Arab countries now are diversifying and using other currencies besides the American dollar. As a result, the dollar is unwanted around the world. People don't have to have it any longer for the sale and trade of crude oil. They're using something besides the dollar for the trade of commodities. And because of this, the dollar's collapse is inevitable. It's only a matter of time. As people asked me the other day, they said, well, what are we going to do about this? I said, if it's paper, it's worth what it's written on. And, of course, the Federal Reserve note is nothing but paper. And the rest of the world knows this. And they realize that it has no backing. And with the Federal Reserve now literally doling out billions of dollars every week to bail out the banking institutions of America and the stock market, the world is realizing that the dollar is becoming utterly worthless because it has nothing. Someone said the other day, they don't even print it anymore. They just turn it out through a computer entry. And as a result, the following nations have said, we don't want the dollar anymore as our reserve currency. Now, reserve merely means, okay, you think someday in your life you'll have a rainy day. Maybe you lose your job, whatever it may be. So you go down to the bank and you put in some money in a savings account and you leave it there as reserve. It's called reserve currency. All the nations of the world have had this for years. They have had some currency that they trusted for a rainy day. Now, the dollar has dropped so much in value until they can't afford to keep it anymore. The pound, the euro, other currencies are worth so much more than the dollar. Listen to the nations who, as of the end of March of 2008, have said we will no longer use the American dollar as our reserve currency. Here they are: China, Kuwait, Switzerland, Ecuador, Syria, Libya, South Korea, Argentina, Iran, Russia, Malaysia, Brazil, and some Balkan countries. Yet 1 year ago, these countries were depending on the American dollar as a backup in case they ever needed something in an emergency. Now they can't depend on it anymore because it's becoming so worthless, Dr. Stan.
Well, I'm sure that's true. And let's go to Jimmy, who's calling from Alaska. Jimmy, are you there?
Didn't they send Alan Greenspan to the Arab Emirates to tell them not to take the dollar anymore?
Well, I don't think that we sent him over there, but he did go over there, and he was speaking in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, and he made that statement. He said, the only way you're going to be able to stop inflation over here in the Arab countries is to break your peg to the American dollar, which, of course, by saying that, he actually doomed the future of the dollar, and with that, the life savings of most Americans who have their pensions and their savings denominated in American dollars. So you're absolutely right, Jimmy.
I assumed it was we because nobody said anything.
Go right ahead. What was that?
I assumed it was we because no one said anything.
Right. All we know is that it did happen, and of course, I think we're going to be seeing the unraveling of the dollar and the loss of progressive loss of the value of the dollar. It's already down around what I think about 72, 73, in relationship to a basket of currency which averages at 100. And my concern is we may be getting down, to a 50 or 40 as far as that, and the dollar is going to lose a lot more of its value and steal the life savings of the American people. Anything else you want to say there, Jimmy?
Lindsay, how long do you think it'll be before this hyper food inflation and everything starts?
Well, I think we're on the verge of something drastic right now. It's not a matter of the fact of when it's going to start. It has already started. It's just that the average American hasn't recognized yet what's going on.
Well, where do we go? I mean, how do we escape this meat grinder that's headed our way?
I'm not quite so sure you can. My suggestion, of course, a few moments ago was if it's written on paper, get out of it because it's worth what it's written on. There are things that you can do in preparing your household in light of the fact that the farmers are having a difficult time planting their crops and making a profit. And going back to Mr. Greenspan, I think it was on Monday, February the 25th of 2008, that he spoke to the Abu Dhabi Corporate Leadership Forum And at that forum, he suggested that the Middle Eastern countries drop the dollar peg. Since then, many of them have diversified, and some have actually dropped it.
So, Jimmy, as far as how to escape this, there's really no escaping from it. They are debauching the currency. They're doing it intensely to steal the savings of our people. What you want to do is get into gold and silver, get out of debt, get money out of the country into other countries, and then, of course, make sure you're in good relationship with our Lord. That's the best advice I can give you. Anything else, Jimmy? Well, I guess Jimmy's gone. Our telephone number, again, is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 if you have a question for Lindsay. But I think if you study the background of economics, if you study the background of oil, you'll find that there is a spiritual component to this whole thing. And, of course, there have always been spiritual forces working within the monetary system. And the people, of course, made their great fortunes in oil. Many of them were deeply involved in the occult. And I'm speaking specifically of the Rockefeller family and similar families made fabulous fortunes. J.P. Morgan, of course, was not necessarily in oil, but he was in finance. And he was himself involved with the occult, as was Henry Ford and Andrew Carnegie. Until you begin understanding this, so much of what's going on in the world today does not make sense until you begin to understand that behind everything going on is this spiritual battle that we always refer to, that spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, our number is 1-800-259-5791. Our guest is Lindsay Williams, and certainly we're talking about what is happening to the price of oil today. Lindsay, do you think that we're going to get up to 150 this time? What are your thoughts on where we're headed at the present time? Do you think 125, 130 is the top for the time being?
Well, we're at 126 right now. It has gone there a number of times. I don't think there's any question but that it is going to 150, more than likely before they drop it back to the point that they will want it in order to get their person elected. So we're probably going to see some increases yet through the end of the summer. And at that point, it'll probably have a drastic decrease for a short period of time. And I would stress again what you said just a moment ago, Dr. Stan. If I could say any one thing to anyone in the listening audience today, I would say set your spiritual house in order. This is the most important part of the whole thing. You know, a house built upon a rock, it's going to stand when the storms come. A house built upon the sand, it's going to fall. No matter how difficult things become, even to the point of not having food on the table, if your house is built upon that solid rock of Christ Jesus and you know you're born again and the Word of God is your guide, you will be able to survive any and all of these circumstances. So I would urge, set your spiritual house in order. And of course, at the same time, keep in mind that you need to do all the other things necessary, but make that the most important item and the very first thing that you do.
Amen to that. I certainly agree with that. And this is, of course, the recurrent message we try to put out to our listeners. And, of course, as we try to give them the background, the history of what's going on today, point out the fact that you can always follow this thread of the occult and of these people who have given themselves to the dark side all throughout the unfolding of the history, not only the last 100 years, but of the last millennia or the last several millennia. Well, certainly right at the present time, of course, we're seeing the oil crisis. We're beginning to see, you know, the stock market's being kept up artificially. Price of oil and, gold and silver is being carefully manipulated by the bankers. The last thing they want, of course, is to start going up and trying to find its true price, you know, based upon, the fact that it is the only true currency. So they manipulate it down so people will think, oh, my goodness, everything's got to be all right. The price of gold and silver is not going up. So they really control our emotions by controlling the price of gold and silver. by controlling the price of the stock market, by controlling the price of oil. And believe me, if they want the price to go down tomorrow, it'll go down. But there's no advantage to that from their point of view, because they do want to get us out of our cars. They do want to certainly make our life increasingly difficult. They do want, of course, raise the price of food and agricultural products. And they really want, of course, to transfer the wealth of the United States to other countries. When you understand that, almost everything going on in the world makes sense. And if you don't understand that, why, you're probably there just looking at what's going on and saying, shucks, I can't figure what's going to happen next. But when you understand that they do intend to impoverish the American people, then you'll be able to anticipate what lies ahead. And I mean, if you're clever and wise and listen to what we say, why, you'll be one of that very, very small elite group that will survive what lies ahead, because I think we're in for some very, very difficult times. Don't you, Lindsay?
Yes, and what is happening, I'm glad you mentioned the stock market. What is happening to the stock market is not an indication of anything. It keeps going up and up and up, yet more and more companies are in debt, yet they're showing less and less profit, billions of dollars of write-offs. The stock market is not an indication of one thing. Don't watch it, because it makes no difference whatsoever. At some point, when they're ready for it to, then they will do with it what they want to. In the meantime, there are very, very few individuals out here in America investing in the stock market now anyway. Most everything is institutional investors, and they usually are trading amongst themselves and using derivatives for their trade. I understand that something like 60 to 70% of all the stock market is traded using derivatives, which derivatives are nothing but paper that have no backing. So the more you look at it, the more you'll realize that it is not an indication of what's happening in the economy at all, just as Dr. Stan is indicating.
Well, let's go to Dave calling from Wisconsin. Hi, Dave. Do you have a question for Lindsay?
Yeah, actually, I've got two, if that would be all right.
Okay, well, you can go as long as we have time. We've got about a minute and a quarter.
Okay, I'll make it quick. Number one is, don't you think that with what they're doing to the dollar, that maybe they want to introduce the Amero and merge us there with Canada and Mexico? And also, I heard Lindsay mention something about an oil find up in Alaska. I don't know if it was last week or earlier this week.
No, it's the Swanson River. But Lindsay, do they want to get us into the Amero or some other currency? Do you think that's why they're destroying the dollar? And what about this big oil find up in Alaska you've talked about?
I think as far as the Amero is concerned, it's questionable. Yes, I think they definitely have another currency for us. But I'm not so sure. It depends on how things go. If things go the way they want them, they may go directly into a one-world currency and bypass what is commonly being called the Amero, which is the North American Union currency. They definitely want to put together Canada, the United States, and Mexico, but they may bypass the Amero as such if they see that they can go into a one-world currency, and that way they will put together the Euro, the summer currency for America, and make it what should we say?
We're out of time. God bless. I agree.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly we want to reiterate what we said in the advertisement. I do believe some difficult times are coming up, and if you haven't yet, certainly made your preparations. If you haven't laid in a supply of emergency foods, if you have not got yourself a Berkey water filter, if you haven't gotten barrels for storing water, and all the other things that you're really going to need for the difficult times in case they come, and I believe they are going to come, why, if you'd like one of our catalogs, an emergency food catalog, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV, WAR. And it's another way to remember it, but I certainly, if you've already got the catalog and you haven't ordered things, why, either order them from us or order them from somebody else, but begin making your preparations and lay in those staples, those rice and beans and wheat and then the other things that you're going to need so you, at least you'll be able to survive. And then, of course, you're going to need vitamins and minerals. And if you'd like one of our health catalogs, we'd be glad to send it to you. And, of course, we ordinarily send out a regular catalog. And our health catalog on a CD of ROM that you can actually play on your computer. And, of course, if you want a written catalog, we'd be glad to send that at your request. We ordinarily send the emergency food catalog, a written one. We get those from Ready Reserve Foods. So our number again, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have an excellent video. It's called Sheltering in Place. And of course, it tells you how to prepare your home in case there's an emergency. We carry a 4-tape set on civilian defense. We carry a book called Nuclear War Survival Skills. And then, of course, we carry the book, Making the Best of Basics. And all of these things are what you would need, the information you would need, in case there was a serious emergency and you couldn't go down to the store and buy all the things you need. So lay in your supplies at the present time. We don't know what the future holds, but we know that there's going to be problems because they're spending a tremendous amount of money setting up bunkers and underground shelters for the elite, but nothing for the general population. And then, of course, to put things into a spiritual perspective, my book or my talk on DVD, The Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on The Forbidden Secret, along with the syllabus, my talk on the planned police state, along with the syllabus, my talk, Iraq, The Untold Story, or War, The Untold Story, basically the same story, different DVDs, but the same story. You don't want to get both of them, but get the syllabus for that. It's important. And then, of course, you need things that will begin to reach people and begin to let them understand that
there are serious problems in our society. Certainly one of our great new DVDs is called The Execution of Martin Luther King. And there's a book that goes with that called An Affair of State, and Martin Luther King was killed by a mafia hit team that was hired by the CIA. And you'll actually get the whole story there with people who attended the trial that was financed by the Martin Luther King's family to bring out the fact that the United States government killed Martin Luther King. And of course, it's a great four-tape set, and the book, An Affair of State, a very important book. And then, of course, we have the information on the assassination of President Kennedy, the book, The Elite Serial Killers, The Elite Serial Killers. And then, of course, we have the two four-tape sets on that. We have a great DVD put out by Bob Fletcher on the assassination of President Kennedy. And there's no question it was a CIA hit. Certainly the book, we don't carry it now. We're out of them, but it is out of print, called Double Cross, written by the brother of the mafia. He'll tell you that it was a CIA hit. Colonel Marvin, who, when he was at assassin school, was told that this was a CIA-controlled operation. And if they'll kill an American president, get away with it. Do you think your life or the life of your loved ones are safe?